Yeah, some of you will remember, this is the original thermos that I've been using ever since for all the Osmo DevCons, with the original dent where once I was hitting it too hard, calling for attention. Okay, so welcome everyone to Osmo DevCon 2024. We still have a couple of empty seats that is related to the fact that some people only arrive either later today or I think even tomorrow some. Before I go through my welcome slides, a couple of administrative announcements. So first of all, and I think we start with that, in terms of the food here, we have today a lunch, afternoon break, and dinner. There's no morning break because, well, we start only at 11. if we take a morning break, then we don't have anything before lunch other than a break. So the lunch buffet will be a buffet lunch, so there's no choices that need to be made. For dinner, it's a la carte, and we have a menu with a soup, a dessert, and a choice of three different main courses. And I'll pass around a list, so please just indicate which of the three options you would like. For those people who have special considerations, I think this has already been passed and discussed with the kitchen beforehand. But there's definitely a vegetarian option here for vegan. We told them, but I'm not sure how they will. I guess probably just note maybe one vegan or two vegan or something, just to make sure as a reminder on this list. So I'll pass it around. Just at the bottom, just add I can pass a pen around as well. There's pens, by the way, yeah, so anyone in need of pens, there's pens and notepads there. For Wi-Fi internet access, there is no registration, so there's a captive portal, but you can just click OK and then it allows you, so no need to enter any password or credentials or anything like this. For the wired Ethernet, we have put up a couple of switches. It was working earlier this morning. I hope it's still working right now. The switches, the three switches on the tables are interconnected, so if you want to attach some base stations or some other equipment, it's just a flat switched layer 2 network. Another announcement regarding the beverages here. We have sparkling and non-sparkling water for those not so often in Germany. Here the blue bottles are the one without sparkling, so basically natural water, and the red bottles are sparkling water. We have our special Mate fridge back there, so Club Mate supply at least today is guaranteed. It remains to be seen whether we deplete the hotel's reserves or not. Let's see how well they estimated our demand for that. There's coffee machines outside. Just if you go out the door, take a right, there's coffee machines that also produce hot water for tea. All of these beverages all day long are included flat in our conference rate, so use as you like. It's all included. Toilets are, if you leave the room, take a left and a right, then there's washrooms over there. And in case somebody wants to smoke, all indoor areas are non-smoking, obviously. But here you can take the rear door. This screen can be lifted. You can go out there, and on the terrace, smoking is permitted. There's a couple of ashtrays attached to the building walls. You will see them when you go to the terrace. What else? Yeah, we have a couple of goodies. I think I handed out most of the t-shirts already. If you didn't get your t-shirt yet, we can do that at the end of the lunch break or at a later point in time. They're all back there. We also have some SysmoCom mugs and SysmoCom umbrellas from previous events that have been sitting in storage for ages, and I'm very happy to finally get rid of them. So please don't be shy. Take as many as you like. like, if you like. Okay, I guess that's it for the organizational part. And we can start with a couple of slides. Actually, slides are only, well, very brief topics. Warm welcome to everyone. I'm very happy that we have an OsmoDevCon again this year. My apologies for not making it last year, which would have been already possible, even given the COVID situation and the regulations, but I was just too busy in the time when it would needed to be announced and prepared and organized. So this year we'll have it again. I hope in future years we will have it as a more regular event again, like it used to be many years before. Yeah, it has been an incredible journey since 2008 when we started to hack on what was then called BSC hack and later became OpenBSC and later turned into OsmoCom. I'm very happy that the project is still alive and kicking and we still have old and new people using it. One thing that sort of always is amazing to me is the vast scope of things in the cellular industry or in the cellular technology field. I used to move around from IP networking to RFID technology to other technologies before, but at some point I always had the feeling, okay, I have this covered now. And with cellular, I think I started in, I don't know, when did I start with cellular stuff? Maybe 2006, around that time, 2005. I think even if I had spent all time reading and learning about cellular technologies ever since, every single day without implementing it, I still wouldn't be finished today, that's still the case. So it's an incredibly vast scope. We have very few developers, if you look at it, that have worked on this, on a very wide area of different technologies, both in the cellular and in non-cellular communications, like SDR projects and so on. And it's really amazing what we have managed to create. In this time, to me, it's really almost making the impossible possible because it's... as I said, such a vast scope, and any one of those topics, any one of the functional elements, any one of the interfaces or whatever, or the cellular technology generations is certainly sufficient to keep all of the developers who've worked on all the different topics of OsmoCom busy. It's really great that we managed to get there and also have gone through a lot of development in terms of maturity of projects. We started automatic testing, functional testing, probably some 5-6 years ago, maybe 8 now, but at least was a very big change from the beginning. It was actually one of the main complaints that Holger already had in terms of, development methodology that we don't have proper testing, and then sort of the irony that after Holger sort of left the project, we started to do it. That's really, really, really sorry for Holger for that. So I think in the early years we had two little real-world deployments of a lot of the code. I think it was very capable, but real-world adoption has been lagging behind the capabilities, we also had a couple of setbacks in a sense that there was a lot of work on supporting a certain vendor or a certain project or a certain deployment, which never really then ended up becoming reality. Luckily, to the best of our knowledge, it was never because we failed in the sense that it didn't work. But it was always for various other reasons, so that's of course good. Lately we have more success stories. Of course it's always a question of what's success. I mean, on the one hand, I'm of course very happy that we have open source software in this field at all, and it's fine if it's only used in research and lab environments, but of course it's even better if it's used in mass deployments in production with real users. And I think lately, in the last, 5 years or so, we've seen more of these success stories and more real-world deployments in production environments, and that makes me rather happy, so that it's not just this research projects of a couple of weirdos, but it actually makes a difference in the field to some people. we have this sort of legacy focus, which initially was not so clear. I mean, when we started with GSM, GSM was only 20 years old, I think, or so. So it was not not as much legacy as it is today. But we ended up sort of in a situation where we still spend a lot of our time on legacy technologies, primarily because large vendors lose interest in supporting those legacy technologies, and customers and users come to Osmocom because they still need the legacy. I mean, that of course works only for some time. At some point, 2G will be without commercial interest everywhere on the world. It's not too far point in the future. So we have to make sure not to get too stuck in that world, but at least for now, many people are happy that it exists. So in terms of challenges, well, one challenge I think that almost all projects have is, of course, developers. We have a lot of people who have been with the project for quite some time. We don't see that many new people. I guess every few years somebody shows up who then sticks with the project, but it's a very low rate of people really doing more than just a one-time patch or a small contribution here or there. Another challenge, of course, is always funding for maintenance. It's easy to get funding for new features, but of course, the bare maintenance cost also is increasing as we have more software covering more things with more complexity in more different standards. That's a challenge, not an insurmountable one, but it is a challenge. And the other challenge, and that I think we have sort of definitely been way beyond potential, is more automatic testing with real hardware. I mean, we have Osmo GSM tester, but it's in a state of despair due to lack of funding, lack of maintenance, lack of attention. So I think that's a rather big challenge still. The other challenge is inside Osmocom, we have, of course, a number of projects that are professionally used, mainly in the commercial cellular networks, but we also have hobby projects, which may also end up professionally used, but let's say who are not professionally maintained by people as their day job, thinking of the famous RTL SDR. From Steve originally, which I think, if you look at the statistics, is still the most accessed or most searched Osmocom relevant term, if you look at so on. So all of the stuff that lots of people work on their day job is a niche topic, but in terms of Osmocom, RTL SDR is the most popular and most relevant project and the most accessed wiki page. I guess just to the sheer deployment and a 10 or 20 euro device that, of course, everyone is interested in. Yeah, so what will the future bring? Well, it's always in motion, of course. We've done a lot of work now in SIM card related technologies in recent years. I guess that will stick with us for some time. Also a lot of eSIM work. I will talk a bit about some of those topics I think tomorrow it is. We have contributed some bits and pieces also to Open5GS, for example. Let's see if we can grow that, if there will be more in that direction. We'll see. But there's no big plan, since there never was a plan. We just do what we want to do and what we find resources for doing. So we'll see where that takes us. But I think it's still healthy, especially if we compare Osmocom with some other projects that have done open source in the cellular domain. I think we've done a very good job. Not necessarily because we are technically better. I guess that's a topic that's very difficult to argue, but I guess mostly because we are lucky. If you look at some other approaches, they have sadly not seen that level of success as an ongoing and still maintained project. I mean, they might have commercial success, I don't know, but in sense of a community and so on. Yeah, so that is unfortunately a copy and paste error. The next slide, so I will stop at this slide and not further proceed. That's supposed to be the last slide here. Okay, which also brings me to almost in time, 11:16, the end of the welcome. So welcome again. Thanks everyone for attending. Thanks for all your work. Thanks for the many years of exciting technical developments. I hope there will be many more to come. And with that, I think we have a slot for 15 minutes of introductions here, because, I mean, many people know each other, but some people don't know each other yet. So maybe a good idea to do a very quick introduction round where everybody can just quickly say who they are and what they're interested in or whatever else they feel like sharing. Or if they don't feel like sharing anything, they can just pass it. Now, if we want to have that on the recording, I guess I need to pass the microphone around, which will be a bit dangerous in terms of audible noises to the microphone, but I guess it's better than just having that not on the record. Or we just don't publish the introductions. That's fine. Yeah, okay. So we'll do it like that. Okay, so we finish this topic and you will mute the stream and please the video recording and so on, and we will do the introduction round.